I know it's been a while since we last dated, but you'd be lying if you said that you weren't at least a little curious about the great big why. The one definitive reason why I decided to cheat on you and to keep cheating on you. And to keep cheating on you even after you found out about the kind of girlfriend I really was. Well, I can help you out in this department. It's the least I can do. Give you a bit of closure. You know? I think you'll be surprised to know that it wasn't a masculinity thing. I know with all the weird cuckolding porn you probably watched to cope might say something different. But it's not a matter of masculinity. At least not for me, anyway. It wasn't about the next man being bigger than you or giving better dick or being more assertive or just generally being more of a man than you. It's not about that. It might have been about that initially. That first pang of lust that took over me and made me momentarily forget the promises that I'd made to you as your girlfriend. But as time went on, you know, it stopped being about that. Somewhere between guy 4 and guy 7. The first couple of times that I cheated on you, how can I say this? I was terrified that you'd find out. But then, once you did, something strange happened to us, to our relationship. I mean, you started dropping clues that you knew about what I was doing, but you never actually made any move to stop me. And once I realized that you'd let me keep doing what I was doing, that became a good enough reason in of itself for me to keep cheating on you. I did it, or rather, I kept doing it, because you let me do it, you silly boy. You let me take the feelings that you had for me and crush them to death under my heel, right? In front of your face. You let me sniff out the fact that you are spineless. And you let me continue to fuck you over harder and harder. I mean, just to see how much you could take. just to see what you were willing and able to let me get away with. Isn't that funny? Don't look so sad. It's at least funny to me.